I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Italians were shocked yesterday by news of a bomb attack in Afghanistan. The blast in Kabul killed several people, including six Italian soldiers. The deaths sparked calls for Italy to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan. That's not new in a country where the war is highly unpopular, but those calls don't usually come from the country's prime minister. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
As images of the bomb attack in Afghanistan reached Italian TV viewers yesterday, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was arriving in Brussels for an unrelated meeting. Pressed by reporters to comment on the deaths of the six Italian soldiers, Berlusconi said, "We are all convinced that the best thing for all of our troops is to leave soon, to no longer have a presence there." The Italian leader then added that he spoken recently with President Obama to discuss a withdrawal plan that could be enacted as soon as Italian troops finish their training of Afghan forces. Berlusconi did not say when that might be, but his remarks made headlines in Italy, where the war is already unpopular. Other Italian politicians are calling for a specific withdrawal timetable. Speaking to World Focus TV, Italian journalist Alessandra Baldini says what's different now is that such calls are coming from Berlusconi's enemies and allies alike.
In the last past hours, there has been calls for a rapid withdrawal of the troops, not just by the left parties, but the opposition, but inside the majority, inside the government coalition, the Northern League, which is one of the strong blocs of the government coalition, called for troops back home by Christmas.
Italy has 2,800 troops in Afghanistan. 500 of them were already scheduled to return home in December. The political establishment's demand for an accelerated withdrawal comes in direct response to fresh public outrage in Italy. This man told Italian TV, "They always say our soldiers are there for peace and to fight terrorism, but they should also figure out a way to let those boys come back home." But even as Italians question the length of the mission, NATO officials say they don't foresee Italy staging a hasty retreat from Afghanistan. James Apatharai is a NATO spokesman in Brussels.
We obviously follow carefully national debates in all countries, but what matters is the decisions that are taken ultimately by the government.
For now, Italy's government is staying the course. Prime Minister Berlusconi was careful to say that any withdrawal of troops must be done in agreement with other nations. But Apatharai acknowledges that public opinion across Europe is increasingly against the war. He says it's pressure that can't be ignored.
Very bluntly, yes, that is a concern for us. We need to show people, and that is the people in our countries I'm referring to right now, but as well the Afghans as well, light at the end of the tunnel. They need to see progress. That is why district by district, province by province, we need as soon as possible to be handing over lead security responsibility to the Afghans so that the Afghan people, but also troop contributing countries, can see that it is going somewhere.
Italy, Germany, and France are calling for a conference later this year to map out just how and when that security transfer in Afghanistan can happen. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.